Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It is time to head back out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
All right, thank you, Woody. Dan Radakovich, University of Miami Athletic Director, joins us this morning. We missed him when we were out there, but hopefully we're going to be out there the next couple weeks again. Dan, good morning. How you doing?
I'm great, Joe. How are you today?
Man, I'm doing great. There's plenty of stuff going on here. Dan, we had Drew Rosenhaus on a few minutes ago. I didn't realize the marketing people that work for the players to get them deals and help them transfer – I didn't know all that stuff's going on. That's crazy world. Drew was talking about when guys call him and go, I'm not playing enough or I'm not making enough money. I want to hit the transfer portal. Where do you think we can go and how much can I get? Wow. I it's one thing to kind of talk about it, but there's a guy that's in the middle of it. It just surprised me a little bit.
Well, certainly there's Drew and hundreds like him from that part of the world, you know, with players and players looking for representation in trying to move forward, whether it's, as you said, their playing time or opportunities for NIL relationships. They're out there, vast numbers. Some of them are better than others, I would imagine.
Yes.
But, you know, I think there's a lot of voices in our young people's ears right now, and they're probably – many of them have good intentions, but like anything else in the world, some of them don't. And, you know, that's difficult and something that student athletes and their parents probably need to make sure they make great decisions.
So, Dan, I got to ask you, I want to clean it up a little bit. It's too much for me. It's just a Wild West. It really is. And what things would you like to see change that you and some of the other athletic directors in the ACC have talked about maybe trying to fix and clean both the transfer portal up as well as the NIL?
Well, I think the NILs, you know, that opportunity is going to be there. That genie's out of the bottle. I think the one thing that we need to be able to do as an industry is to look at the timing associated with the transfer portal. For example, we just finished a basketball season, and come Monday after Selection Sunday, the transfer portal opened. So the 68 teams that are in the NCAA tournament certainly have, you know, most of their teams are going to stay together because they're in the big dance. But that's why you saw a number of teams who were eligible to play in the NIT or other postseason events. Some of those teams decline that opportunity because they may not have a full roster of players to be able to continue to be effective into the NIT or those other CBITs or other postseason events. So I think the timing of some of these transfer portal windows needs to be continually studied and evaluated and played with, because it's really only a couple of years old. And now we're seeing that there were some unintended consequences associated with that. So that needs to be cleared up. As it relates to the NIL piece, you know, again, those are opportunities that, you know, schools and student athletes and their representations, you know, they see that opportunity for student athletes, and they're going to go to places where they feel like they could maximize those opportunities. But it's the getting them there that I think we need to be able to rein in a little bit.
Dan, I was a little surprised, and you're a lot closer to it than I am. The Florida State whining has been going on about wanting to get out for more than a year now. I was a little surprised, though, Clemson jumped in on this lawsuit to try to get out as well. Did that surprise you, or did you see that coming?
I really didn't see it coming at this point in time. I know that there's a lot of schools, almost every school in the ACC has gone to the home office and looked at the documents and, you know, just made sure that they understood all the different things associated with the grant of rights and the television contracts and things of that nature. I was a little surprised that Clemson did that at this point in time. But each of these circumstances are very, very local. You know, whether you have constituencies on campus, at those campuses that are making a little bit more noise to be able to say, hey, we don't want to be in a circumstance where we're economically disadvantaged. You know, so I guess Clemson looked at that and said, you know, this was an important time for us to look at opportunities to lessen the exit fees and or relieve themselves of the obligations of the grant of rights. And, you know, that's kind of where they are. Same thing along with Florida State. But, you know, here at the University of Miami, you know, we are incredibly solid with the ACC. It's a great conference. It provides, you know, great structure, certainly access to the college football playoff, which is very, very important. And, you know, we look at our circumstance here, you know, with a very orange and green set of glasses and saying, are we in a good spot? And are we growing our football program? We've invested in it. We brought Mario here. He is establishing, as you've seen, an incredible foundation. We have a team that continues to grow in the right direction. And what's the opportunity for us here with things that are under our control to be able to move this thing forward? You know, the ACC is still one of the Power Four conferences that are a part of the college football playoff and very active and, you know, vibrant member of that Power Four. So we're very proud to be a part of that. We're a leading brand within the ACC, and we're going to continue to be a part of it.
So, Dan, I do have to ask you this, a follow-up. It seems like some of your partners in the ACC are really bothered by the new contracts and the amount of money now and the difference with what SEC and Big Ten are getting compared to the ACC. Is that a concern of yours as this thing starts to spread? Because you can't get out of yours, can't get improved till after 2036.
Well, you know, those dollar differentials aren't going to change the path of how we're going to move forward as an organization. Would it be nice to have? Sure, it'd be great. But it's not going to change us from how we're looking to build our football programs, basketball programs, you know, here at the University of Miami. We're a program that's moving forward as a university. We're a university that's moving forward and on the rise, you know, both academically and through other areas. So maybe the University of Miami and you know, whether, you know, our leadership through our board of trustees, our administration, you know, we're all in the same place right now, focusing on how we make the University of Miami better, both as a brand and economically, and then how athletically we can help move both of those things forward as well.
So I got to ask you this basic question. As Clemson, Florida State looked at it, I'm sure, with some of the best attorneys in the world to see if there was any holes in this contract, and we haven't heard anything. Clemson's doing the same thing now. Everybody has said that contract is locked tight. Do you agree with that? I'm sure you've had a chance to look at it as well.
Joe, the only idea that I've had for a number of years is Texas and Oklahoma made the declaration back in the summer of 2021 that they were leaving the Big 12 and moving off to the SEC. And they had 3 years remaining, 4 years, I believe, remaining on their deal within the Big 12 before they could move. And the Big 12 had a grant of rights. So instead of fighting that, they stayed in the Big 12. They bought their way out of their final year with the agreement of the Big 12. But there was no way in those early years that they were able to get out of that grant of rights. I'm sure they had great attorneys in Texas and Oklahoma looking at this same grant of rights, and they looked at it and decided that there was no way for them to get out of it, so they stayed within their league until it was time that they could get out. That's my point. There's, you know, if that contract was able to be broken, I would have thought that Texas and Oklahoma would have been able to find that loophole to get out early and move on to the SEC. They were not able to. So I don't know that that Clemson or Florida State will be able to change that. So, you know, courts are different all over the place, but that's kind of that's the example that I kind of go back to. When as it relates to the grant of rights.
I want to keep it together, man. I want to keep this ACC.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm not looking to jump and be part of something else. I want to see success right where they are right now. So Dan, I got to ask you, now they come out with that new contract for ESPN, signed an exclusive on the 12 playoff teams. You okay with the breakdown of money on that also came out with the Big Ten and, of course, the SEC getting more of that as well? I guess – sounds like everybody signed off. How'd you feel about that part of it?
Well, you know, if we could leave the media stuff to the side, okay, that is out there that we just spoke about, the media deal that the SEC or the Big Ten has, you know, with their television partners. If you just look at the CFP, I find that to be a little bit more democratic, okay, because if you went back the last 10 years, the preponderance of teams that would have populated a 12-team playoff would have been in the SEC and the Big Ten, or from the SEC and the Big Ten. So their ability to gather a little bit more revenue because their teams would have been in that playoff,
gotcha.
You know, that makes sense to me. But, you know, the past is no harbinger to the future. If we as a league, you know, continue to invest and have great teams like Miami, like North Carolina, like Clemson, like Florida State, continue to move forward and have great football programs and are inside that big, that 12-team number, 10 years from now, you may be able to look back and see that those percentage numbers are very different. So, you know, I think that if you use past as work to get to where you are now, I think it's probably – it's probably fair, but it's certainly not going to be a harbinger for things that happen into the future.
Yeah, no, good stuff. So I got to ask you this one last one because I get it all the time, and I'm guessing you get it all the time when everybody sees the athletic director, you know, out there. They go, hey, Dan, I got to ask you. A lot of people think down the road it's going to be a Power Two, just two big conferences. Do you ever see that happening?
You know, it could, Joe, but I think it would be a much more larger Power Two than what it is today. You know, there could be a massive realignment of the 50 or 60 best brands of football teams and universities coming together. But for that to happen, the two television enterprises, Fox and ESPN, who own, you know, all the rights, I'm not even going to say almost all, they own all the rights in the four conferences, would have to come together and say, you know what, this is how we want to pull this together. But, you know, commissioners work for presidents. There are a lot of different economic situations in our ACC and the 17 teams that are football playing schools within the ACC. And I'm sure it's the same circumstance in the Big Ten and the SEC and Big 12. Not every team is equal within, you know, those conferences as it relates to investment or importance of football. So to get those schools to say, okay, well, we're okay with some of the bigger brands going in a different direction, to be able to make those changes within a league is going to be very difficult. But is it possible? Sure. I think anything's possible, but I don't foresee that in the short term.
Dan, I got to tell you, man, being out there, Woody and I kind of walked away the day at spring football practice, and I went, man, I felt pretty good last year watching this team. I feel even better, and people are going, you know, and I know people, oh, gosh, are you? No, I go, no, this thing is going, not to mention that, but everything that's going on down there in Coral Gables, as you talked about, really got the big mo rolling right now. How do you feel about everything?
Well, you know, we have spring football practice again a little bit later this morning, but I would tend to agree with you, Joe. I mean, you know, Mario and his staff have said from the beginning, we need to build the right kind of foundation. I think he's gone about doing that. You do it inside out. And I think the players, you know, on both sides of the line of scrimmage are of high quality, high caliber. We have some playmakers in important positions. We need to continue to grow and develop the depth and the outside of some of the starting players that we have to really get, you know, from that good to great to elite level that we all aspire to. But we're on that path. And I believe that, you know, he's again surrounded himself with really good coaches. And the future, you know, I feel very certain, as you just articulated, is incredibly bright.
Dan, thank you. I really appreciate you coming on. A lot of crazy stuff going on out there in college sports, so it's great to have you down here, and thanks. I appreciate it.
Joe, anytime. You have a great day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.